MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
South Africa's health reform debate has reached the courtroom. The Health Funders Association has launched a legal challenge to the National Health Insurance Act. It calls it fiscally impossible, constitutionally flawed, and a threat to the country's health system and economy. Those are strong words. But my question, is this bold move in the public interest, or is it about protecting market share? Joining me now is Thonisha Naidu, who's Chief Executive Officer of the Health Funders Association. Mr. Naidu, a very warm welcome to you. And before we get into the court case itself, just remind us very quickly who the association actually represents.
Great. Thank you very much. And thank you for having me on your show. So the Health Funders Association, we're the voice of 20 medical schemes and three administrators. So collectively, we represent 4.1 million medical scheme lives in South Africa. So it's about roughly half of the medical scheme population.
Now, broadly, you say that you support universal health care. So I guess the obvious question is, why are you challenging the very law that is designed to deliver that?
Sure. So I think the first thing is universal health coverage is something we all ascribe to. It is an actual destination. But to get there, right, to get to universal health coverage, there's many funding mechanisms to achieve so. And what's happened is our government has actually chosen NHI, as described in the Act, as a route. And that route is actually totally unique. Nowhere else in the world can you find a similar type of thing. And when we looked at it, it's actually going to destroy our economy. So we've taken a year to get to this stage, done a significant economic analysis through Genesis Analytics to understand where else in the world are these models? What will happen to South Africa's economy? What will happen to not just the medical scheme population, but actually to all taxpayers, as well as the lives of 61 million people?
So could you quantify that for me? What exactly would the impact be on the economy and the country's citizens?
Sure. So, you know, as a starting point, government has promised NHI would be the equivalent of what medical scheme members receive today. So all 61 million people would receive what medical scheme members are. So we took that and quantified that eventually. And we, on top of it, we then applied a 45% generous saving. And that worked out to just roughly 1,200 rand. And then when we actually extrapolated that for all 61 million people, you know, it came to about 941 billion rand. Now, that's about four times currently what the health budget is. And what the impact, though, would be is for us to afford that, the average current tax rate would have to increase by almost double, 2.2 times what it is. But just to unpack, what does this mean, let's say, for a person that's earning below income, like earns 92,000 rand a year? So there are about 3 million people that earn around that. They currently pay 18% tax rate. After NHI, to afford this comprehensive care, their tax rate would jump to 41%. So what it means, right, in terms of money in the pocket, after all of those taxes, they would be ending up with 10,000 rand less if they were currently a medical scheme member. But there are where this actual impact is, there are many more people who are non-medical scheme members that are taxpayers. And they actually add more impacted with the financial shocks. They would actually reduce by 21,000 rand in their bank account. So those are actually 3 million people. And we look at the analysis across the spectrum. Your take-home pay would reduce between 12% to 36%. So that means between one and three paychecks you'd have to give up to fund NHI. And that's simply not possible.
I understand the tax risk issue, but it's also difficult to justify the current system where a minority of people get quality care and the majority in many respects still goes without.
Sure. And I think, you know, that's part of actually why we here. We've always, you know, advocated for equitable healthcare. And even since 2016, you know, since the white paper, we put forward options and positions of how to actually achieve UHC. In fact, as part of our legal case, we want to be part of the solution. Yes, we're critiquing NHI, but we're putting forward what we call a hybrid multi-fund model for all 61 million people. And it starts with a basic package, an energy common package for energy for all 61 million people, and then allow those people who can to buy up to medical schemes. So we're putting something that is workable, achievable, will not take us, you know, into a financial cliff from there. And we're really calling on government and all stakeholders, while we go down this legal route, because we have to, it'll take us 5 years to probably see constitutional court, and there'll be one winner and loser. But overall, in those 5 years, we would have lost opportunity to build a healthcare system for all 61 million people. And we're calling for collaboration now so we can actually do something.
How does the HFA respond to the argument that your opposition doesn't really reflect constitutional concern, more that you're just trying to preserve the dominance of the medical schemes, those that are under your aegis?
No, absolutely not. And I think, you know, the reason why we've taken so long is actually we wanted to make sure our analysis is thorough. When we looked at it, what NHI will do actually is actually worsen healthcare for the uninsured. It, because combining your medical scheme population who are older will, when in a single risk pool, will actually usurp more funds and actually take disadvantage the vulnerable. So this model is actually, NHIS constructed, will lead to worse outcomes. So it's not about protecting the status quo. Absolutely not. We believe strongly that the healthcare reform is it. And it's not about saying, you know, there must be a have and have nots. It is about trying to ensure equitable access for everyone.
And just finally, you've thrown down the gauntlet legally now. This does not shut, I assume, the opportunity for you to engage more constructively, perhaps, and more meaningfully during the ongoing legislative process.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we, as HFA, we are members of BUSA, and we are hoping, you know, that the ongoing engagement with the president and BUSA actually leads to a sustainable solution, which we'll back and support. And the thing is, as private industry, right, as private healthcare, South Africa has one of the world's best healthcare systems around the world. And we can bring to the table the skills, the knowledge, and experience on how to build a sustainable funding solution for the entire country. So we, that's what we can bring. And we want to make sure we build this country for everyone.
Thank you very much indeed. That is Thonishan Naidu, who's Chief Executive Officer of the Health Funders Association.